And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper Gooper.
Heck Toller.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Apocalypse Babies, Firewater. Listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, who was that?
That's my band, isn't it?
It is. That was the Apocalypse Babies. I'll tell you what, let's just do the website. I know you know this already, so it's about time I gave you a head start. What is Apocalypse Babies' website?
Apocalypsebabies.co.uk.
Absolutely. Tony Warren, Paulie being the internet nil. That was a track called Firewater. What album's that from? Tell us all about it.
That's from the last one, which is called, it's in my hand, hang on a minute, it's called Wrong Side of the Law. You thought I'd know the name seeing as I've been in the band, but yeah,
no worry about it,
that is track 6. came out last December. My band, we are gigging all over the place, but currently we only have 2 gigs.
Yes, and one of the gigs is coming up in a few weeks' time, and you will certainly be going. In fact, I can say with confidence, I will be going.
Hmm.
And this time round, when you're supposed to be going to see the Apocalypse Babies, I imagine you'll be there too.
I don't think I've got no choice this time.
I think that's it. You're already working on new material and new album, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, well, they had a bit of a... before I joined, I think they had a bit of a dry period where people... They struggled with guitarists. They kept leaving. So I think when they'd get a guitarist in, someone would leave and they'd be struggling to gig. So they just sat down and wrote loads of songs. So when I joined the band in December, they've already recorded the new album.
Right.
So as I sit here now, I've not recorded anything on it, but it does exist and it is more or less finished.
Right.
I'm going to try and get me on it, but...
Well, the thing is, can't you just do some hand claps and maracas or something so you're on it?
Well, there's one song that I need to play, I've got to do a solo on, which is fine. I said, but if you get me in the studio, I'm going to want to do the lot. Because if I get there to set my guitar up, and it's going to take me an hour to set that, you've got to set the microphones up, it would take me an hour to play all the songs.
Oh, okay.
So
right. You
might as well do it. Astrid's got a little bit like, we don't want to mess with it too much. So I don't know. I think, yeah.
Well, the thing is, they might as well see how it sounds with you on instead, if it's only going to take you that amount of time, and then they can decide afterwards, right?
Yeah. That's yeah. my opinion on it, and it would sound awesome. But I would also, I would end up doing.
You're redoing, so humble.
I'd end up redoing all the solos, and I'd do all the rhythm as well, because I'm like that. So I can see the reason for me, for them keeping me away from the studio.
Yeah, I can too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, you are a member of the band. It's not your band.
Yeah. It's not Tony the Pocket's Babies, and they even not, as much as we like it. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Now, I've got some additional material for you.
Ooh.
If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, commonly suburbed if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Sussex Saint did, Tony.
Oh.
He sent a joke in for me. Now, I do already know this joke, and I in fact, heard it a very, very long time ago. But I haven't heard it for years, and I couldn't remember how it went, so I'm glad it came through. And here goes. Hi, Paul. Something to lighten the mood. A teacher is teaching a class, and she sees that Johnny isn't paying attention. So she asks him, if there are three ducks sitting on a fence and you shoot one, how many are left? Johnny says none. The teacher asks why. Johnny says because the shot scared them off. The teacher says no, two, but I like how you're thinking. So Johnny asks the teacher a question. If you see three women walking out of an ice cream parlour, one is licking her ice cream, one is sucking her ice cream, and one is biting her ice cream, which one is married? The teacher says the one sucking her ice cream. Johnny says no, the one with the wedding ring, but I like how you're thinking. Thank you very much, Sussex Saint. There are a lot more jokes in the world. Please do send them to us. We're going to get on another song now, Tony. Okay. Now, you might remember a few weeks back, I got a bit confused with a band called Mannequin Death Squad because there was a something else stare thing. Wasn't there? Death Stare something. And right. I got confused anyway. And I'm sorry that I don't have the other name of the band. So Hamwood played a few weeks ago. Anyway, we are now playing Mannequin Death Squad, Tony. Melbourne two-piece indie punk coming right up, and a track that's out right now. What is Mannequin Death Squad's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Mannequin Death Squad.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet Nil, and this is Blue.
It's been a while since you came, and I'm sick of the same thing. I don't know why I let you in, but I'm sick of the same thing.
Yeah, you say it.
You're listening to Lounge Exotica 3000 underneath us right now, Tony. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
That was Mannequin Death Squad and a track called Blue, and we will be playing more from them in the future because it seems like every time they bring a track out, it comes through to us and we listen to it and like it. Seems fair enough, doesn't it?
Mm.
Seems fair enough. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
So what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please pop onto our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page. Do let us know you're listening. Do leave us a comment on the page. That would be great. Messages, not so much. Comments, yes, please. Get in touch. Got a fall this week.
Well, we've had quite a few people get in touch, and we're very pleased about that. Thank you very much indeed, yeah. Facebookers.
We've got so many, I'm going to have to roll some to next week, so thank you very much for that.
We've had so many, I'm having a coughing fit. It's quite amazing.
It's more like 3.5 this week. So first up, Crash Induction's been in touch.
Hectolo, Crash Induction.
And they say Hectolo, Paul and Tony. Thanks for playing our song, I've Been Banned. We really appreciate your support. Great show as always. Psycho Mart.
Yeah, it's a great song as well.
And it's followed up by Iron Mike, who's been in touch.
Oh, really? Hectolo, Iron Mike.
Hectolo, and he says, massive thanks for being Crash Induction on last week's show. Thank you very much, Mike.
It's our pleasure.
It is. Michael Malloy's been in touch.
Hello, Hectolo, Michael Malloy.
Hectolo. he says, quality show, 12th of March. Great to hear the fall. Get off your knees. Excellent. Shizer, you're in a trance. Boom. Reminded me of suicidal tendencies. Suicidal tendencies. Yeah.
It doesn't matter how many times you say suicidal tendencies, Tony. You appear to be having problems with it.
I know. Suicidal tendencies.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing, of course.
Hmm. And finally, Timo's been in touch.
Hectolo, Timo.
Hectolo, Timo. He says, the confusion gets even worse when you bring it to Germany. The band insists in court of being Die Ärzte, so when it should grammatically correct be Die Neue Song von den Ärzten, it is indeed Die Neue Song von den Die Ärzte. Hope that's sufficiently confusing and adds educational value to this show. Enjoy your holidays, Paul, and I hope Tony is prepared for the Brexit riots.
I've just melted. Yes, I'll be on holiday next week, and I'll be sure to tell you all about it.
Excellent.
Well, I'm going a couple of days' time, actually. We'll speak about that later on.
Okay. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No?
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Two songs in a row now, Tony. Stay tuned for a band I've been meaning to play for a couple of weeks now, who we have played before, called Weird Omen. But first up, I don't think we've ever played this artist before. Crom Fallon, Tony, all the way from Rum Bar Records, so presumably Boston. And he's got a new track out right now, which we're going to play for you. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is Crom Fallon? Oh, I'm calling Crom Fallon. It could be Crom Fallon.
Mm.
Crom Fallon. What is Crom Fallon's or Crom Fallon's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/CromFallon.
Facebook.com for the bait and buzzard. Facebook.com/CromF. CROMM and the letter F. Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony 2, this is Out of Control.
Look less than a mouth of dough. what you say to make clear. Try to make it work as long as I can now. So tune in, drop out a while now. I'll be the best for us, it's no doubt. You love, yeah, you're out of control. I look right, look left, and I'm out the door.
Bled like a shot fox.
Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Weird Omen and a track called Earworm. That is via Surrealistic Feast and Dirty Water Records. And that, as you've just heard, Tony, is French Garage Madness.
Mm.
It is indeed. And we will be playing at least one more track from their album that's out right now in a few weeks' time, because I was torn between the one we played and this other one, but we'll play the other one in a fortnight or 3 weeks' time or something. It looks very much to me like this is a very good time to be in France listening to garage punk. There's a lot of it about. We played the Scanners, we played recently, Scanners, and Weird Omen, and oh, what are that other band? Johnny Mafia. There's quite a few at the moment, and I wouldn't be surprised if before long there is some form of French garage punk weekender going on. And I'll be looking forward to it very much, especially if we are outside of the EU by then, so it genuinely feels like going to another country. We'll do this. What is Weird Omens Bandcamp page, Tony?
Weirdomen.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Did you do anything last week?
No. Nothing of note, as it were. Work and work and stuff like that. What are you up to?
I went to Oslo.
Ah.
And I did my stand-up comedy show there, and thanks to everyone who came down. Yet another brilliant show. Thanks to Philip Simon and Paul Ricketts doing such a great job. Paul Ricketts, who's also not a band, it's a one-man musical project, but it's a full-on band thing, called Goalhanger. And they've done an absolutely brilliant version of Wuthering Heights, and we might actually play it in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh,
it was yes, because I didn't think I'd ever play Wuthering Heights on the show, but this one's really rather special. We'll see. Anyway, it's a great show, but I had a bit of a nightmare getting there, Tony, because they have, or I say they, the man, the Highways Agency, whoever it is, have closed much Haddam traffic lights. Now, that doesn't mean a lot to many of you, but if you're travelling across country to get to Stansted from where my mum and dad live, much Haddam crossroads is fairly vital. The result of which was that we had to do a diversion all the way back down the A10 to go round to Harlow, back up the M11, to then come back to Bishop Stortford so I could park up to get the train. What I'm basically saying is I nearly missed the plane.
Right, okay.
Fortunately, I got there just as they were boarding, and when I saw the queue, I did nip into the bar and have a large rum just to calm my nerves, because I don't like flying without booze inside me, Tony. It's not natural.
Okay.
No. So, so if you are planning on going to Stansted from east of Stansted, and particularly due east of Stansted, you are going to have to find an alternative route for the foreseeable future. Yeah. So that was that, really. I think I did do some other things, but I can't remember.
Right.
I'm pleased I'm home, put it that way. But I'm only home for a couple of days, but we'll find out about that in the second half of the show. We do like a Cherry Red reissue, don't we?
We do.
And I particularly like this one. They have reissued 3 Spear of Destiny albums in one box set. Spear of Destiny, who did the fantastic song Liberator, one of my favourite songs ever, which is included on one of the albums on here, but we're not playing that one. We're playing one that I had completely forgotten about, which is an album track off the third album in the collection, I think. Spirit of Destiny, quite an interesting band. They do some stuff that's kind of quite sort of ska, as well as the stuff that's kind of more goth rock oriented and some tribal stuff. You can see how they went along the same route as the Cult a bit, but they're a bit bouncier. And you're going to hear about it right now. What is Spear of Destiny's website, Tony?
Spearofdestiny.co.uk.
That would be a great idea, except that Spear of Destiny are only one of the incarnations of Kirk Brandon, who was in a band called The Pack, and then he had Theatre of Hate, and then he had Spear of Destiny, and he goes out as Kirk Brandon, and he also does... He was the lead singer of Dead Men Walking for a bit, who played Mansfield. And he does all sorts of things. The best way to find out about what he's up to is via kirkbrandon.com.
Right.
Paulie B and Internet 2, Tony 3, this is Up All Night. You're listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Spirit of Destiny, a track called Up All Night, which is out, I think out now, or possibly you might have to wait until April for this Cherry Red reissue, which is rather magnificent with bonus tracks and all the usual stuff and excellent booklets, etc., etc. That Cherry Red always do. I have noticed I've started saying etc., etc. quite a lot, and I've picked it up off watching Peter Taylor, the former assistant manager to Brian Clough in the 1980s on the Nottingham Forest documentary I Believe in Miracles, and I keep saying etc., etc., because he did a lot, and it might be irritating, but hey, these things are going to happen, etc., etc. Right, Tony, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for Tony's International Gig Guide, etc. etc.
Tony and the Apocalypse Babies. yes. If you got a gig for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much is it to watch them play? Who are they playing with? Does it not be in the UK? It is international. Clues in the song.
May I just stop you a second?
You may.
I know you said you were going to get a Punky Radio t-shirt to wear on stage. I think you should maybe get one. You should. I can design it for you if you want. There's just got a little Punky Radio logo on it, but it just says Tony is great, right? Because I think that anyone called Tony might actually get one, right? And you'll have it on stage. I think that would be fantastic.
It's not going to do my ego much good, though. It's already getting a little bit overswelled.
Well, why don't I design it and I'll buy one as well? I'll wear it.
I did pop onto the Cafe Pressai and started uploading some of the designs.
Right.
And I got halfway through it, and then I kind of like got distracted by something shiny and walked away from it. But I did mean to order a couple of funky t-shirts.
Right.
I do need some gig t-shirts.
I think one saying Tony is great, I think that could be our most popular one yet.
I do like the idea of it.
Yeah. And I don't mind.
I am drawn to Tony the Apocalypse Babies, with Tony being really big.
Yeah,
and Apocalypse being really small.
That would be very funny as well.
right, go on. Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron. Heg Tollow again, Iron Mike.
Heg Tollow. He says, hi, Tony. Hopefully I'm not too late. No, of course you're not. Friday the 29th of March, so this Friday, sees the long-awaited album launch party from Crash Induction at the King Billy Rock Bar in Northampton.
And I'm looking forward to the new album very much.
We're joined by The Misspelt. Yes, Paul, they used to have a female singer, but now they're a testosterone-fueled three-piece.
Well, they are, because we saw them, or I saw them, didn't I?
Yeah, it might be more of me asking that, because I think, years ago.
But that is true, yeah. I did see them, and they are now testosterone-fueled.
Mm. Thrift Street and Jack Watch. This free entry starts 8:30.
So it's free entry, but take plenty of money to buy the Crash Induction CD.
Do buy it, yeah. It was the track we played off it. I've Been Banned, I assume. Must have been. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's one of the tracks on said album. I just, while you were talking, Tony, I just smelt under my arm.
Oh, that's never the right thing to do.
No, I hum. I might have a shower after this show.
Yeah.
I think lots of people need a shower after listening to Punky Radio, don't they? I think it's the kind of show that makes you feel a bit better.
That's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Makes me feel
Tony is great.
That'd be a terrific t-shirt. Alright, two more songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Roars. First up, a band we played before, but not with the extra person, the extra android they've got in. This is Time Dilation Unit and She Robots, Tony.
Okay.
Some new wave punk for you coming in. A very interesting and unusual track, which is their, I think it's a new single or latest release. Anyway, you can find out more about them by their Facebook page, which is
facebook.com/ Time Dilation Unit.
It is. It's Tony 4. No, it's Tony 5, probably being an internet one. You've won already.
Oh.
Yeah, it's 5-1, isn't it? Yeah, it's 5-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I think it's 4-1.
Oh, no, it's not. It's 4-2, because you got, yeah, Spirit of Destiny wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's Kirk Brandon. I know, it's a trick. Oh, I'm still in it. Tony 4, probably being an internet 2, and this is Genetic Engineering.
Jouster.
You're listening to The Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Roars on a track called Intercampusinde. And they are Istanbul punk rock, Tony. We haven't played a lot of punk rock from Istanbul, so I'm very pleased to do it tonight. What is The Roars Bandcamp page?
The Roars band.bandcamp.com?
TheRaws.bandcamp.com. TheRaws. Paulie being in step three, Tony Four. What a comeback. I've completely forgotten now whether that's from an album, whether it's just a single. I think we'll be playing more from them. We'll be playing more from them.
Right.
We will be playing more from The Roars. I'm very pleased about that. Right. And actually, the next bit I'll be talking about is going that way. But, Tony, are you doing anything this week?
Not massively. I've got quite a bit of band stuff to kind of do. I've kind of realised that I've got gigs coming up, and my equipment, the Wormis, is a bit... it needs a bit for service, the Wormis. So, like, my guitar, all the pots are a bit crackly, the switch is a bit knackered. And when I was at back practice last, the switch on my amp broke.
Oh, dear.
So I've ordered a new one of them. So there's a few things coming I've got to sort out, and I think I need to take the guitar to the guitar doctors and have it put to sleep, but maybe just, it's fixed. So I've got a bit of that, and then band practice again this weekend. I think we've only got two practices left until we gig. In Manchester in a few weeks, so yeah, all go on that front. What are you up to, as if I didn't know?
Well, before we get to as if you didn't know, I have been up to my usual tricks. I decided that I needed a new pair of baseball boots, new pair of Converse Chucks, right?
Okay.
And to go on holiday with, so I ordered some on eBay, and then when it came through, I realised that the delivery date wasn't until 2 days after I got back from holiday, so I ordered another pair. From somewhere else that might come on Wednesday. So I may be going to Malta barefoot, or I may have some new trainers. Quite excited about that. So yes, the cat's out of the bag, Tony. I'm going to Malta on Wednesday. I'm travelling Wednesday evening. I'll get there 10:30 at night. Now, the last time I went there, I got there 11 o'clock in the morning on New Year's Day, and there were no buses, so I walked the islands to the hotel. This time round, I'm getting there 10:30 at night, so I imagine the buses, by the time I get out of the airport, will have stopped. So okay. I haven't decided how... I haven't paid for a transfer or anything yet. But, and it's a bit of a distance from the airport to where I'm staying. So there's going to be more incidents. I have that feeling. I can't afford a horse. God, if there was a donkey waiting there, I'd be straight on his back. Yeah, so, but also, my mate Simon Houlihan is going to meet me out there. I'm going on Wednesday. I think he's coming Thursday, and then he leaves the day before me. But I'm staying all-inclusive in a hotel, and he's in an Airbnb down the road because he says, and I quote, I don't like hotels. Well, I'll tell you right now, Tony, I do like hotels, especially ones that are all-inclusive. So if he thinks I'm going to go and meet him anywhere other than my hotel, he's got another thing coming. We do have plans. I'm planning to go to the ancient fishing village of Marshishlock, Tony, and I'm also hoping to go and see the most ancient ruins in Europe. I'm just hoping when I get there, it's just not a mirror and I look at myself. But we'll see. Anyway, so next week's show will sort of be for Malta, but you guessed it, might not be. It might be me imagining I'm there.
Right.
We'll see. But that's my plan anyway. Now, Tony, I'm going to... Oh, that's good. That's just something I noticed on a laptop. None of your business. I am going now to tell you about a band, Tony, called The Vile Assembly, who we've actually played twice this year already. Liverpool punk and new wave, very, very political and extremely angry. This is arguably their angriest song yet. May or may not be about Donald Trump, Tony. This is a single that's out, I believe, right now. What is the... Now, I know we've had problems with this in the past because the band's called The... Is it The Vile Assembly? Was it Vile Assembly? You know how this goes. What is The Vile Assembly's website?
Have I got a coin?
I don't know.
Hang on a minute.
You can't answer a question with a question.
I'm going to hit the coin. Heads.
You're going to...
Oh, no, right. the Vile Assembly website?
TheVileAssembly.com. TheVileAssembly.co.uk.
Oh,
and there's your first naughty swear word of the show. Oh, yeah, because that occurred to me then that it would be .co.uk or .com. Yes, it is TheVileAssembly.co.uk. Paulie B and the Internet for Tony Four, and this is Last Century Man. Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I will just say that DeZorro's, an album they brought out quite a few years ago now, had a fantastic poster that went with it, and Reverend Beatman sent me it via Dirty Water Records, and I put it in a frame, and that frame has been sat on the floor in my house for 3 years. But this Friday, while I'm away in Malta, the man who built my wall, Pierre Hollins, is coming to stay, and he's going to mount it for me.
Mm.
And then after that, he's going to put it on the wall.
Nice.
Right, yeah. So, Tony, have you got a twat for us?
No.
What are you going to do? Well, tell us about that, then tell us what you're going to do instead.
So, I do need a twat nominations. So, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name. Ooh, where they're from. And a reason. It is that simple. All tracks leave you with thanks. Every track responded to. Can't do the feature without you. Can't play the theme tune without doing the feature. So email me your twats. In fact, sometimes I don't even play the theme tune when we should play the theme tune.
And we do love twats. It should be established there.
We do love twats. So yeah, email your twats.
All right then. So what are you talking about? You could talk about Cafe Press if you want.
Could do. Yeah, so we do have a Cafe Press website for t-shirts. I have been perusing it myself. So if you do If you are in look out for a new t-shirt, do check it out, cafepress.com/punkyradio. You might as well just go to punkyradio.com. There is a link on there. Various things are on there. That might expand. I'd say a few weeks ago I did upload some more designs, including the Wank Stay on the Duvet of Society.
Did you? That's up there, is it?
Well, it's not yet. Well, we seem to have done quite a few designs when we started it, and we never put them up. Well, I can't.
Right.
I don't know if that was due to the limitations. I think
that was due to the limitations at the time. But I'm really glad you've still got them, because they're now a piece of history.
They are.
My love life.
So I started uploading them, but it's a long process to set them up as products. But I'm going to do it because I want to buy one. So if you are looking for one, do check it out. If you are seriously interested, email me tony@punkyradio.com with any questions. You know, if there's maybe something you want differently or different products, just let me know. If I can set it up and you can buy it, then that's fine. The price pretty much is set by Cafe Press, so it won't be no more than it would normally be. We don't really make any money on it.
We don't make any money on it.
So if you're interested, let me know. If not, hey, it's fine.
In fact, have we ever got any money from it? I don't think we have, have we?
No, there's like we put a book on it, and then we never took the money out. And I think over the years it's just changed, and I think you need to make a bare minimum to cash out, as it were, and we never made the bare minimum. And I think they just keep
there are not changing. Enough people wearing Punky Radio t-shirts.
There's not. But we just left it there, really, in terms of people buying t-shirts. And the people who bought them have liked them. I think Jen and Glenn, I think, have got one. I can't remember. There's a few listeners who have bought them. Fatboy bought one at one point as well.
They like good. Photos of you in them.
Yes. And I will try and get some myself. So there you go.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, one last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
A band we've never played before, a band who I think are quite new. They've come via Voodoo Rhythm Records. Interesting, we just spoke about Rev and Beatman. And Suburban Records, a band called E.T. Explore Me, Tony.
Okay.
All the way from Harlem. Harlem was not Harlem, New York. Harlem outside of Amsterdam, which was where I saw Sweatmaster perform Kiosk. So it all ties in. Now, Paul Jordan, are you listening? We've got a fast one to finish. There's quite a few good numbers. I say it's a great album, but there's a few punky-friendly numbers on here, but we're going to play this one first. Tony, it's for all at the moment. What is E.T. Explore Me's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/E.T. Explore Me.
It is. Tony 5, Paulie B and the Internet 4. Well done. Facebook.com/ETEXPLOREME. Facebook.com/ETExploreMe. And this is One Man Band.
It's all on the band. down by a canyon, bunch of guts.
Well, that's about the size of it for this week. I hope you've enjoyed yourselves as much as we have. Tony, maybe you could mention some of the many ways that you can listen to the show.
You can find us at Pudunk, pudunkradio.com. You can find us at Radio Andra, radioandra.se. You can download the Alexa skill. Go to the Alexa store, search for Punky Radio in the skill store, download it, install it into your Alexa device, and then you command Alexa with your mouth to listen to it.
Command Alexa with your mouth.
And don't forget Spotify. Who can forget Spotify? It's quite popular. If you do have Spotify installed and you prefer to use that, search for Punky Radio in the podcast section. It'll be at the top because that's how it works.
Brilliant. And here's a great noise. Brilliant. Thank you so much for listening. The next time I speak to you, I'll be in Malta. Have a fantastic week, all of you. And we'll speak to you soon. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.